12th of May 2019, John 10:27-30. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost and no one will ever steal them from my hand. The Father, for what he has given me, is greater than anyone, and no one can steal anything from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. We have to know the voice of the Lord and to follow him. This is always important, and especially in days of confusion, which we have now in the world, and we have to say also in our Holy Church. It's not enough just to pray in these days. We also should add the discernment of spirit. Because there are shepherds in our church who are not leading any longer the church on the right way. No, they are more united with the spirit of the world. But then we cannot hear the voice of our Lord if we listen instead to the spirit of this world. Because the world does not understand something from the kingdom of God, always looking for itself. But it's a big consolation that we hear that the Lord knows his sheep, and they follow him, and they will not get lost. Nobody can take them away out of his hands. So we can build on that far more than on our own efforts. God will protect his sheep, and maybe especially in times of a general confusion. This is our real safety. But we ourselves have to take care that our heart is not going away from the Lord, that we don't follow so many invitations to go astray, that we do not lose our spiritual life or to make it less, and also to follow the steps the Lord is inviting us. So we have to take care really to make a discernment between the voice of the Lord and other voices. What can we do for that? Well, we have to listen carefully to the Word of God, to meditate this Word. That means to bring it to the inside, that it can bring fruit. Because the words of the Lord, they should not come empty back to the Lord. They want to reach us. And we should always read again and again the words of the Holy Scriptures, even if we know them. Because the holy words are clarifying and purifying our thoughts. They are a light on our path, and of course a wonderful help for the discernment of spirit. Like it said in Hebrews 4:12, that the word of God is living, stronger than each sword, and is separating soul and spirit, and looking for all what we have in our heart. I just give it in a summary, this word. You can read it in Hebrews 4:12. God is the Word, so if we receive the Word in the right way, we receive the light of him. And as I said, it's important that we also read the words with our heart. And this voice of the Lord in his Word, we can also hear in the authentic teaching of the Church, because it's the same Spirit. And the real teaching wants that we understand it better, what is said in the Holy Scripture. But we have to take care that it's really the teaching of the Church and not private opinions of priests and bishops and people of theology. Because they can have errors. Only when we are in the safety of the real teaching, we will hear the voice of Christ. Because there can be no words which are not clear. Because Jesus said, when you say yes, it should be a yes, and when you say no, it should be a no. What is more is not good. Because the things are clarified by Jesus, and he tells us how it is. And this is the same work for the shepherds. And if they don't do it, because they fear the people, they are too worldly, they have maybe difficulties for themselves, or they are in errors, we cannot identify the voice of the Lord, and we cannot follow, of course. To be very intimate with the Lord, it needs that we have a regular prayer life, that we are always together with Jesus, and it cannot be intensive enough, that our heart will be always connected with him. Of course, we also should receive the sacraments, to receive the grace God is giving in the sacraments for us. So if we are in this constant conversation with the Lord can give us more and more clearness about all and everything what is necessary to know. And then we have a unity between the Word of God, real teaching, and the prayer. And this unity gives us really safety on our way and to be on the right way. And also to make the discernment between the voice of the Lord and the voice of others, which will bring us astray. Also, there is a good advice to ask Our Lady for her protection and to trust her, because she was following the invitations of God in a perfect way. So if we all take this, we might be sure that we can make a discernment between the voice of the Lord and other voices.
Today's communion verse says, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
Dominus passit me nil miderit, in pasquis videntibus me collocat.